This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Personal Development and Mental Health channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Frank Keeley, a phenomenal memory that provides counseling and coaching for people who need help recovering from past traumas. He is a licensed professional counselor and life coach. He is also the author of the best-selling book, Heal Your Memories, Change Your Life, which is available at Amazon and Create Space. Frank, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Yes, it's a pleasure to be here.
Certainly good to have you and looking forward to our conversation. So first of all, why is it important to read your book, Heal Your Memories?
Well, a lot of people who my counsel and coach have depression and anxiety, or even if they don't have that, they have mental and emotional blocks for going after their goals or being happy and achieving things. And all of it's rooted in beliefs they developed and feelings from past memories. So my book takes you where you can go through all kinds of past memories, and it has healing exercises, which are quick to do. Then they're pretty easy to do, and they can really change the way you feel, so that even if you still remember the traumatic incident, you can let go of the feelings associated with it. Because it started out where, some of you may have heard of the study at the University of California, people with hyperthymesia or highly superior autobiographical memory. I'm one of the ones they studied because I remember every day of my life for the past 49 years since I was almost 6 years old. And when you hear about that, you might think, oh, it'd be a great thing. You remember every party you went to, every date, every vacation. But I also remember all the negative stuff, such as bad days at school growing up, times being sick, and a lot of negatives. And so through my studies to be a therapist and counselor, as well as personal experience, I created these exercises, and because I had to learn how to let go of the feelings. And in my book, I also interview a lot of really extraordinary people who had really bad memories, such as being bullied at school or growing up in a war zone with abuse and head trauma, and how they overcame it. And I created exercises with that, too.
What was it like for you remembering everything?
Well, it was interesting when it started when I was actually 49 years ago last week. I was homesick from kindergarten for a week with chicken pox and too sick to be even up playing with toys. So my uncle down the street, my Uncle Billy, had just happened to give me a calendar for the year 1966. So I lay in bed looking at it, and I decided I looked at each block with a date in it and created a picture and thought of the coming on song for what would be on theme song for what would be in primetime television that night, because I already knew the TV lineup. I mean, and so by the end of the week, I realized that I had that entire year memorized. You could ask me, like, what will October 15th be this year? And I would say a Saturday. That's what it was for that year. And then as the days went by, since then, for the rest of my life, I'd make mental notes each day about the weather, what was happening with me, and if there was any big news event or even moderately interesting news event. And it also comes with the ability to just remember, connect the date to everything that happens. And as I mentioned a few minutes ago, the good part was I remember every date of every family vacation, every party I went to, all the good stuff that happened in my life, winning the English award at junior high graduation, being class president in sixth grade. But I could also remember romantic breakups, things that didn't go so well with friends, and a lot of the negative things. And so that's where, so it had its good and bad side. Now I would say at this point in my life, I have learned to make it a totally positive thing because I've dealt with all the feelings from the negative stuff. And of course, I still retain the feelings for the the good events, which you can do if you do the exercises in my book sometime, or get coaching or counseling from me. That can help you to you retain the good feelings from good memories, but get rid of the bad and also get rid of mental blocks, which could be blocking your happiness or your going after your goals and things.
Well, tell me, what are the benefits of being a Phenomenal Memory website member?
Well, you'll get discounts on your coaching if I coach you, and you'll get certain daily things such as an inspirational quote about memories and healing, and you also get to participate in conferences, teleconferences we might have. So there are a lot of benefits, and right now, through the end of this month, March, I'm running a special, just $10 to become a phenomenal member, and that rate will stick for the duration of your membership.
Today we are with Frank Keeley, a Phenomenal Memory that provides counseling and coaching for people who need help from recovering from past traumas, here on eHealth Radio's Personal Development and Mental Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. What would you say, Frank, are the benefits of being coached?
Well, I think if you have a lot of anxiety and depression and even a lot of anger, then therapy would be your choice. But I think coaching would be better for you. If you just can't seem to, if you seem to trip yourself up a lot, like you're going after one of your personal goals, such as you want a better job, but then you manage to say something wrong at the interview, or you seem to get close, but self-sabotage, and there could be some guilt there that was started at a past memory. And the benefits of coaching is to not only define your goals clearly, but to help you go after them and help you remove the blocks that are preventing you from going after them. So somebody who thinks maybe, yes, I would like to accomplish this, but maybe their motivation is minimal, then coaching would be great. Like, they want it, but they can't seem to do the things they need to do to go after their goal. So, and a goal could not only be an accomplishment, a goal could be being happier, or a goal could be improving something you already have, such as your marriage. Like, maybe if it's your second marriage and the other one wasn't too happy, you might be bringing a lot of the baggage into it. So coaching can help you remove that mental and emotional baggage so you could have a better marriage this time around. Or it could be if you have a job, but you have problems with it. Now, how to do better in the job. So there's a lot of benefits to coaching if you are having trouble with reaching your goals or improving your life.
Really good stuff. Certainly see the value there. How can healing your memories improve one's physical and mental health?
Well, most people now, as opposed to 30 or 40 years ago, and even doctors, are aware of the mind-body connection. So if your mental health isn't good, if you're going around feeling angry all the time or most of the time, you could be prone to heart attacks, or depression and anxiety play their part too. When you feel those negative feelings really intensely, or even a little bit, it throws every system in your body off. Throws your heartbeat off, throws your digestion off, breathing, everything. So when you heal your memories and get rid of those unwanted feelings, it could be, the byproduct is you have better physical health. And plus, say if you have some memories of a lot of things that were scary and uncomfortable, so that you tend to eat a lot of comfort food, such as pizza, and drink a lot of coffee, lunch meats and cheese and things. You know, by healing the memory, you might you know, and working with a nutritionist. It would work hand in hand where you develop better eating habits, and that would improve your health both from the emotional end of it as well as the physical end of it. And both of those things can improve your physical health.
Well, it certainly has been good to have had you, and I tell you, there's so much that we could talk about. I certainly do see value in what you're offering in your services. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or final tip for the listeners along the lines of what we have been covering today?
Well, I think that it's a lot of what people go to therapy for or need coaching for, it can help by looking back on your memories and healing them. And as a side note, sometimes people come to me because they believe they can't remember a whole lot. And some of the exercises that I do can actually help you recall more memories. And, of course, that's great when you recall good memories. But if it also helps you recall bad memories, well, then we use other exercises to heal them. So, Eric, it's been a pleasure being on your show.
It certainly has, and I really appreciate the time you have taken to be with us here today and look forward to an opportunity of having you back with us. Where can listeners connect with you, find you online, and get more information on your coaching and membership?
Well, if you go to my website, www.phenomenalmemory.com, it will have all the information as well as a lot of interesting blogs and different things. That's where you can go. And to learn all about it. I also have a monthly newsletter I put out where most of them I interview people, similar to what I did in the book. I interview people about how they overcame negative memories. And then there's always a second article there on a specific theme with healing the past. So it's www.phenomenalmemory.com.
So many people suffer from traumas of the past, and certainly appreciate what you're offering in that regard. Frank, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio, and look forward to another conversation.
Yes, it's been a pleasure, and I do too.
We've been speaking with Frank Keeley of Phenomenal Memory that provides counseling and coaching for people who need help recovering from past traumas. He is a licensed professional counselor and life coach. He is also the author of the best-selling book, Heal Your Memories, Change Your Life, which is available at Amazon and CreateSpace. And once again, the website of reference is phenomenalmemory.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Personal Development and Mental Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.